This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1365, The Health Battle from Coast to Coast in the U.S. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How are attitudes towards health and lifestyle different from East Coast to West Coast in the United States? Today, find out all about it as we review an article, plus learn how you can go deeper into American culture. This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing out on the West Coast today?
We're both on the West Coast now.
I guess so. Awesome. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm on the West Coast. I'm in the Mountain West region. So, I mean, I was in LA for a little while. And before that, I was in Boston. Now I'm kind of in the Mountain West. But I love it out here, I have to say.
I do consider Denver West Coast, though. Like, really? I think Denver, well, we're going to find out today, guys. But I do consider Denver to be like West Coast minded, like sort of we all share similar ideals.
Yes, I think that's true. I have definitely seen a shift in people's values out here, which is nice. It's refreshing. People, you know, they leave work early, they go hiking in the evening, they have a good balance between work and life, which is very healthy compared to the East Coast, right?
That is an extreme difference, because that's the same in Portland as well. I wouldn't say for a lot of people that live in Portland, at least, like the sort of, you know, let's do a 60-hour work week and this is the most important thing and go, go, go. That's definitely not the attitude here.
Yeah. That's why I'm excited to be on the podcast today. Guys, this is going to be a fun episode today. The United States is so huge, right? And so you're going to have different lifestyles between the East Coast and the West Coast, like dramatically different lifestyles, different diets too. And so today we have this article that was written by Anna Medaris Miller in U.S. News and World Report. And she's talking about 8 healthy West Coast habits that East Coasters should adopt.
This is very condescending, this title.
It does.
Like, yes. In like the tone of that title is like, look at us on the West Coast. We're so healthy and perfect. And you guys on the East Coast are dark and dreary, and you should be more like us. Like, that's what I feel like she's saying in that title.
Oh, for sure. And that's why today we are going to debate this, right? We're not just going to regurgitate what we're seeing. We're going to go through what she has said, and we're going to tell you if we agree or not and what our experience is. Right, Jessica?
Yes. This is so fun, guys. And you know what's cool? Lindsay, I think you've skimmed through this, but guys, this is the first time seeing reading of this. So like, you're going to get my like immediate reaction as I read it.
Yeah, this is going to be great. And guys, this all comes back to, you know, when you really understand a language, you understand a culture and vice versa. Okay.
Yes.
So to be able to connect in English like you want to at your level, you need to understand these cultural differences. That's why we created the Connected Communicator, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Guys, when I studied my master's in applied linguistics, one thing that really came through to me in a strong way was how much better people learn a language when they're also into the target culture. Yes. It is impossible to separate language from culture. You cannot do it. So guys, if you're looking to reach that next level in English, you gotta dive into the culture as well. Yes. So that's exactly why we made the Connected Communicator course.
Oh my gosh. And we just had tons of new students just join the course off of a web class. But guys, you should get in today, right? Because we literally take you on a big 12,000 mile loop around the entire country. So you get to go to Chicago to try pizza by video lesson, of course. You get to go to California to meet a surfer. You get to go to the Deep South to learn about slavery in the U.S., okay?
So go to
allearsenglish.com/connection to check that out today. But let's go through this, Jessica.
Yes.
I mean, okay. So number one here is start the day with a shot. Now, we're not talking about liquor here.
Because, guys, that's usually what that means, right? If somebody's like, hey, you want a shot? It's like a shot of tequila, like a small glass of whatever alcohol. But so when I first saw that, I was like, what? We don't drink in the morning? Okay, but what it's talking about is like this really health-minded attitude that a lot of West Coasters have of like ingesting certain herbs and stuff like that. And I laughed when I first saw that, guys, and I was like, we don't do that. But then I had to stop because for a couple years, I did do this. Like I would take a shot of apple cider vinegar every morning.
Oh man, I started doing that because I heard it was really healthy. Then I heard it's really bad for your teeth. So I stopped doing it because I was like, oh no. But anyways,
nothing is 100%. But so on the East Coast, Lindsay, is this a thing? Do people do that?
No, I mean, I think what they're contrasting here is definitely like a shot of espresso or maybe a coffee, which I think is what they are saying that happens more on the East Coast versus that, you know, that shot of turmeric and ginger, as she's saying in here, being a more of a West Coast. I especially think of LA for sure, the health culture of LA. But definitely a lot less. I mean, if you go to New York City, you will see these juice bars, right? These trendy juice bars, and people will, of course, people will do it. But the whole idea here is health, like starting the day healthy. And I think West Coast has that down more than the East Coast.
I think it's more of a trendy thing here. It's like, it's like cool to be as healthy as possible.
Exactly. But in New York, on the East Coast, Boston, it's cool to be fast moving, I guess. And I guess maybe have your coffee with you. Maybe that's kind of cool. I don't know.
Again, it's just like these different sort of generalized priorities, like how work is more important there than it is here, I feel like. So
exactly. Okay.
All right. Let's move on to number two.
All right. What's the next one?
Number two is find fresh. Now, oh my gosh. This reminds me of the farmer's market lesson, like one of the very first lessons in the Connected Communicator.
Yes.
And that's what that native speaker in that lesson talking about her philosophy on life. That is someone that our students in the Facebook group really talk about a lot.
Interesting.
She's really cool. But anyway, oh my gosh. Yeah. There are farmers market. Well, yeah, there are farmers markets everywhere in Portland. Every neighborhood has their own farmers market, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think over on the East Coast, again, guys, I lived in Boston for 10 years and New York for about 4. So I'm representing the East Coast here in this debate, this little debate. There are farmers markets, but just that the cities are so crowded. And so it's just a little harder to get to them. And I do think there's less of a culture of fresh vegetables on the East Coast. Like, I do think the vegetables are more fresh out here on the West Coast.
Well, like, think about where they come from. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when people think of California, it's all like, you either think of Hollywood or you think of the trees in Northern California or whatever. Mm-hmm. But most of California is agricultural based, right?
Yes.
Like, that's where a lot of our food comes from. So it only makes sense that us on the West Coast get fresher stuff.
It makes total sense. So I do agree with this one, I would say.
Okay, cool.
All right, next one. Be creative with vegetables. Interesting. So this is kind of similar to what we were talking about before, don't you think, Jessica?
Like having more time to spend on the health and stuff.
Yeah, I just think having a health-centered diet, this idea of having a lot of vegetables, having a lot of antioxidants in your diet, I just think that people think about it more in California or maybe Oregon than they do, you know, when they go out for a nice dinner. They may not be thinking about going to the health food restaurant. They may be going on the East Coast, I mean. They may be just going to wherever the best restaurant is, if that makes sense.
Sure, yeah. Health sells on the West Coast because this is such a priority. So in marketing for restaurants and whatever, you know, products people are selling, it's all about like antioxidants and fresh and healthy and all this stuff, following the latest fad diet.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, excuse me, I do this. I totally do this. I even buy frozen cauliflower rice.
Oh, now. Do you like that? Because I struggled with that. Do you like the taste of it?
Because it really doesn't taste like anything. So it's whatever you put with it, right?
Right.
So it was like if I put some spicy chicken sausage in there or something, or like some tofu chorizo.
Yeah. Have you tried? Have you tried chickpea pasta? That's another thing that's kind of trendy right now.
Okay, that does sound good.
It's interesting. It's quite filling because you know chickpeas are like a brick in your stomach, right? They're very filling.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's better. I like it better than cauliflower rice. But
well, I also buy carrot pasta and zucchini pasta. Oh. Anyway, yeah, cool. I do think we try to work in as many vegetables as we can in our meals. For sure.
And the next one is kind of veering more away from diet and more towards lifestyle, and that is take a hike. So she's arguing that people on the West Coast, I guess, tend to go out hiking, biking, horseback riding a lot more often.
Well, this is the stereotype. I mean, this is something that I would assume would be correct, but at the same time, like, when you did live in Boston, Lindsay, and we would meet on Monday and I'd be like, what'd you do this weekend? Like, you're always very active.
Yeah. I mean, I think in Boston, the East Coast, you have to just make a decision to do it. It's not part of your like everyday life as much, but you have to say, look, I'm driving to the mountains and I'm doing it. Whereas I think on the West Coast, you may have friends that are already going. It's just more a part of it's more accessible.
It's way more accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. Just thinking of where I am in Portland, it sounds like I'm in the middle of a big city. First of all, in Portland, you never feel like you're in a big city because there's just trees everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, secondly, no matter where you are, I guarantee you from any point in the city, you can find a hiking trail to get to in like 5 minutes.
Oh,
just
that's
because
awesome.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that is not Boston or New York, obviously. New York, you're in that concrete jungle for sure. But I mean, this kind of leads into the next one, which I sort of disagree with, actually, to be honest. So the next one is move all day. And what they're saying is very similar to the first one, but they're saying that, you know, on the West Coast, people are just in general throughout their day, they're moving more. But I disagree with that.
Well, what have you found?
So what I've found is that in the cities that are more condensed, right, the denser cities like New York and Boston, people don't even own cars. So I used to walk a crazy amount in New York, up and down the subway steps 5 times a day, a mile north to go from like downtown to midtown, then back downtown. You could easily walk 10 miles in a day just doing your life in New York. Whereas in the West, everyone's in the car all the time.
That's true. No, that's completely true. And that's like not just LA. Either.
Right.
I mean, even here in Portland, where I think people are in general pretty healthy, people still don't walk places. I mean, I still do because that's always been part of my mindset because I've lived in so many other places, right?
Right,
so I'm not just focused on here, but like, so the other day when I took my dog to a trainer, right, and I had to drop him off at her house, and I said, is there like a cafe I could walk to near here?
Yeah.
She's like, oh gosh, I mean, not really. The closest thing is blah, blah. She gave me the title of the cafe. And so I get in my car to drive there. It's a mile, like a mile. I was like, dude, I could have walked here. Why did you think I couldn't walk here?
That, I have to say, we could do a whole nother episode on just this concept of the suburban mindset. It drives me crazy. And that's thing when I moved back to the States from Tokyo, that's what I was trying to avoid, was this whole idea in the States where we just get in the car, we drive to the restaurant, we eat too much, then we drive to the movie theater, we park as close as we can to the movie theater, and then we drive home. We never walk.
And it's funny you mentioned parking because, like, people get so crazy about finding the closest parking spot. And like, I am complete. I definitely do not. I don't care. Yeah. It takes so much time to find the closest place, maybe argue with somebody over who was there first or whatever. Whereas, like, if you just park far away and walk a couple more minutes, you're going to be there first anyway. Because everybody else is still driving around the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or we have the whole culture of, like, driving to the gym, right?
Yes.
We drive to the gym and then we're in the gym trying to burn off all those calories, which we could have burned off if we had just walked those 2 miles. You know what I mean?
Know. I know. It's so silly. Okay.
In today's episode, we're talking about healthcare, and this is a huge topic that you could dive into with a native speaker if you had the vocab and the listening skills and the speaking skills. So that's what you get in our 60-day lesson plan for the Connected Communicator Fluency course. Go over to allearsenglish.com/connection and check it out. allearsenglish.com/CONNECTION.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
All right, so number 6. Oh my God, this is funny.
Oh, this is Portland, Oregon 101. So this is great. So what Anna Medaris Miller suggests in number 6 here is wind down with kombucha. This is the advice that East Coasters should take from West Coasters. Jessica, I think you must have something to say about this.
First of all, this phrasal verb, wind down, that means to relax. That's an awesome phrasal verb. But okay, yes, everybody drinks kombucha here, and you could buy like gallons of it at the farmer's market. It's in every supermarket and convenience store. But I completely disagree with this because you know what? Most of the kombucha, well, it's made from like a tea, right? Like there's caffeine in kombucha. I made the mistake before of drinking kombucha at night, and I was awake until like midnight. So that's a no.
That's so funny. I haven't experimented much at all with kombucha. I've seen it available in restaurants, even on the East Coast, a little bit, kind of more the health food oriented places. But I've never gotten into it, so maybe I won't bother.
It's expensive too. Yeah. It's silly. Like you could get the same. Just drink some tea and eat some yogurt, and it's doing the same thing as kombucha.
Interesting. Oh man. All right. So this next one is I like this because we're not just talking about diet, we're talking about lifestyle and health overall. This next one is go to bed early, which makes total sense, right? Because everything is on earlier, which drives me absolutely nuts. Right. So all the presidential debates, the primary debates, have been on at like 6 when their East Coast time is 8, right? So it seems to me like everything revolves around New York City, and it drives me nuts when you're not living in New York City to think
that's
true. Who is home by 6 p.m. to watch the debates? No one.
Oh my, everybody I know is home by 6 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, I'm home because I work from home, but like my point is most people, like if they commute, you know, for work, they're not home by 6.
Sure.
Usually.
Well, maybe again, that's the difference. I mean, I'm in Portland, Oregon. We've mentioned the fact that working a ton is not the number one priority here. And plus, like, my community of people, it's mostly parents. And so they're, you know, they've already gone to pick up their kids and they're home making dinner by 6.
But for you guys, it's even worse. If something's on at 8 o'clock East Coast, it's on at 5 o'clock. West Coast.
That would be hard. That would be hard.
So
this recommendation, go to bed early. And there's actually something in here about Oregon. She says that more than 68% of people in Washington and Oregon report sleeping the recommended 7 hours at least.
Oh, interesting.
So we sleep more here.
Yeah, and she compares it to New York, where her statistic is 61.6% or 62% of Philadelphians. Interesting.
That's not a huge difference, though, really.
That's really not. I wonder about the data. I'm a little skeptical here, but hey, it's fun to think about. I would say, though, the TV schedules do make a big difference because I know, like, if you're into football, I think Sunday night football starts quite late on the East Coast, like 9 p.m. or something. And then on the West Coast, it's going to start at 6. So that would make a lot of sense why people would go to bed earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And like, also, friends that I have had that have lived in New York, while they were there, they would eat dinner at like 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. And their days were definitely a lot longer than mine. So there is truth to this where East Coasters, especially if you're in New York City, right? Like your day is a bit longer than ours.
I think part of that is that people just, they end up going out for drinks with their colleagues and then they live probably far away from where they work. They get on the subway and then it's an hour on the subway, right?
Oh,
and then by the time you're home, it's 9 or 10 and you're having dinner and you have an empty fridge. That's another stereotype about New Yorkers, that they don't actually eat at home ever. So they have empty fridges.
It is such a different lifestyle. Now, Lindsay, like these stereotypes that we're saying about New Yorkers, is this only about New Yorkers or are these things true for a lot of people on the East Coast?
Well, I think it's just amplified in New York, you know, based on my personal experience. But I do think there's a significant difference in kind of like work-life balance between the East and the West Coast. I do think that people are very focused on their careers. I mean, if you move to New York, you're probably moving there for your career. So that makes total sense.
Yeah.
So you are dedicated to your career and everything revolves around that. You know?
And guys, like you will see this in truth, in reality, with real native speakers in the Connected Communicator. Like this contrast reminds me of that interview you did with Hassan, that actor talking about the hustle, how hard he works in New York. And contrast that with the interview with the surfer in California. You know what I mean? Like, guys, you are going to learn this culture in Connected Communicator.
Right. Or the artist in San Francisco. That'd be another great contrast. Guys, if you're in this course, you're going to take a 60-day study plan. You're going to go around the U.S. You're going to listen to interviews with native speakers and get real listening strategies and vocabulary. Okay.
Yes.
So cool.
Oh, so good.
So cool. Yeah.
All right. So number 8.
All right.
Chill out. Oh my God. Totally. I think everybody I know belongs to a yoga studio, except for me. Everybody I know like does these things. Again, like I think because I didn't live on the, I did grow up on the West Coast more or less, but I didn't live here for most of my 20s. So these really like formative life years, I wasn't here. So some of these habits I just never like developed.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue that yoga has really been exported to the whole country, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The idea of yoga, even meditation. I mean, everyone's getting into it, especially at a certain socioeconomic level, too. There are issues of like socioeconomic levels that come into play here, too, right? Because it's not cheap. Like a yoga class is $25. That is not cheap. But I think like the chill out thing for me resonates more when you talk about the way people act, like the way they talk to you. They talk more slowly. There's just more space in their minds, I think, on the West Coast.
I think so for sure. And like, don't you think to some extent the space in our minds is reflecting literally the space around us? Right? Because I remember when you first got to the West Coast, and one of the lessons in the course that you did was just like your genuine surprise at how open everything was, and the landscapes, and like you can see for miles, and in you know, pick any big city on the East Coast, and that does not exist.
That is so true. It's so fascinating the way that a landscape or a geography can actually get into our minds and like alter the way we think, the way we act. Really good stuff. So guys, we do talk about all of this more in the course, and we give you the skills you need to get to that fearless and fluent point where you want to be. Okay, so guys, go to allearsenglish.com/connection to get in. And Jessica, this has been great. Really fun.
So fun. This was awesome. Thanks for having me on, Lindsay.
Absolutely. And I'm going to leave a link in the blog, guys, so you can go and check out this. Again, this article was by Anna Madaris Miller on April 10th, 2017. So come back to the blog and check it out.
Awesome. Very fun.
All right.
All right, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Good stuff. Have a good one, Jessica. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.